winds of our divinity, God, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, hallelujah, and sin is plunged beneath the flood, lost all their guilty stains, my Lord, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, hallelujah, in sinner's pledge, be dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. See, Lord, the ransomed church of God, I say. Church of God, I say to sin no more. Oh, since by faith I saw this precious stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Hallelujah. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. Oh, my Lord, it shall be, oh, till I die. Oh, it shall be till I die. Oh, hallelujah. Redeeming love, who has been my theme, and shall be, oh, till I die. Oh, then in the north, the sweet song, oh, I sing thy power to sing, hallelujah, in this holy. silent in the grave.
Says, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord. Father, the song it sings of when our tongues shall lie silent in the grave. Father, we're so glad that this night, when our tongues still have life, that, Father, we've come unto this place desiring to use that as an instrument for your glory. Father, in this, the worship, Lord, Father, in song, and Father, raising our voices unto thee. Father, to come and to submit ourselves unto thee. And Father, how I would long upon this night that you would take my tongue, that, Father, it would be an instrument for your glory, that you'd use it for your great name's sake, Lord. And Father, the ears of your people, that, Father, you would anoint them with unction, that, Father, you would draw nigh unto us. It's a Wednesday night, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you've given us a chance in the midst of this week to come to seek your face, to come, Father, just to bring ourselves before thee, just to humble people. But, Father, waiting upon thee, Lord. Father, knowing that you are mighty and you can do mighty things. And, Father, we just want to be vessels in your hands at this time. Father, prayer has been made for the requests that are before us. Bless our brother. Bless our sisters that will travel on the weekend, Lord. Give them a blessed time. Father, let them come back, Lord, full of good things, we'd pray. And Father, every other need, the sickness and different things, them that are at college, them that are at work, the mothers that are at home, we do pray for them, Lord. Now, as we hold the fort in the middle of this week, you be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the song worship. Bless the reading of your word. Father, as we'd come to the end of the service, how we would long, Father, that we would say it was good to be here this night. And Father, it's only your presence and your grace and your mercy that takes this beyond being just a gathering of people and makes it into the church of God. So Father, help us in your faithfulness, Lord. You've kept all your appointments and we give ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, we do really greet you in Jesus' name. It's good to be in the Lord's house on a Wednesday. Firstly, Brother Maxwell, we do want to greet you, bro. Brother, we have our... I think I announced it on a Sunday at church of a brother that was in Manchester. But he's from Ghana. But he's been everywhere. But the brother and his family, he's looking to move here. So we do give him a warm welcome. Welcome, brother. May the Lord bless you. It's good to be also here with Brother Alfred once again. Good old time friends. There's something about the good old time friends. It's a Wednesday. Let's open our Bibles. We'll take something just a little bit lighter, in a sense, on a Wednesday. But it's an important principle. Let's open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. You know, the other week we were speaking about back to the commission. You know, this one here of the real commission.
C'est la vraie commission.
That God would gather us
as
people from different nations,
des gens de plusieurs nations
in a strange land.
Dans un pays
God has a purpose. And it's the devil's desire. It's his duty and his job to sidetrack us from the original purpose.
Nous distraire
de you know that Satan hates a person walking in the commission.
Il hait quelqu'un qui marche dans sa
and he'll always try to get us sidetracked.
S'il va nous faire
that's on a regular basis we need to come back to remind ourselves of the commission. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. It's a wonderful scripture. Let's not be weary in well-doing. We need perseverance.
Vous devez persévérer
in the things of God.
Dans les choses
let's
de
also
Dieu.
Read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
Le livre d'Ecclésiaste, chapitre 9.
Verse 10.
Verset 10.
Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10.
Ecclésiaste, chapitre 9, verset 10.
The Bible says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
Amen.
Why? For there's no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. So this body, when it goes to the grave, these hands can't work anymore. This mouth cannot work anymore. So therefore, while we are in the days of our mortality, whatever our hand finds to do in the kingdom of God, let's do it with all our might. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated, saints.
pouvez vous asseoir.
I just want to take this thought. If you put the slides, brothers,
cette situation ici, cette pensée,
some saints will immediately know where I got this from. Just read a testimony and I shared it with a couple of saints.
J'ai partagé avec quelques saints.
The man on George Street.
L'homme sur la rue de George Street.
We'll get onto that thought.
Nous allons entrer dans cette,
but there's a real good principle about this man on George Street.
Cet homme qui était sur
so that's just our thought for today.
C'est notre pensée aujourd'hui.
But you want to start off with something that the prophet said.
Avec quelque chose que le prophète
we know in the book of Daniel,
vous savez, dans
chapter
le livre
12,
de Daniel, chapitre 12,
I'll just read it.
Je vais le lire.
Daniel says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So there's something eternal about dealing with the souls of people, winning souls to Christ. There's something that goes beyond time and goes into eternity when you win souls for Christ. The prophet many times says, you, he speaks to the converts, will be the stars in my crown if I have one. He says, when this world has passed away, when everything here has passed away, something will endure. He says, the souls that you won to Christ. He says, that car that you polished so faithfully, spending all that time, loving it so much. He says in the message, Lamb's Book of Life, one soul saved in eternity. When that star is shining yonder,
quand cette étoile va luire là,
our name will be wrapped into it.
Nos mains sera lié à
there's cela. True value.
Et ce sont le vrai valeur.
It isn't how much you got.
Ce n'est pas beaucoup que vous avez.
How much you desire.
Tout ce que vous avez désiré.
It's how much you can do towards saving souls with Jesus Christ.
Pour sauver les âmes en Jésus Christ.
Our money will fade.
Nos argent va
you
faillir.
Polished that little old Ford this morning.
Et vous avez nettoyé cette petite
but one of these days it will be no more.
L'un de ces jours, il n'y aura plus de cette
but voiture. God will still be the same.
Dieu sera toujours la
and
même.
If I get a soul saved for Christ,
si
brother,
j'ai une âme qui est sauvée pour Christ,
as long as there's an eternity,
aussi le temps qu'il y a l'éternité,
the glory of God will rest on that soul.
Du Seigneur va reposer sur cette
âme. So what is value anyhow?
Et qu'est-ce qui est de la valeur de toute
what façon? Good's all the money and all the popularity? People to pat you on the back.
Les gens vont te frapper au dos.
You become a great person.
Vous devenez une grande personne.
What good does that do you?
Et qu'est-ce que cela vous fera
not
du bien.
A bit. It vanishes and stays here on earth. But one soul saved, you will see your name wrapped into it as long as the morning stars shall glitter. So let's save souls, brethren. And friends, this world is such a deceiving age. Satan wants to get people to focus on things that have no eternal value. No, we spend all our time in education. We need education. But many times we put our first priority on things that shouldn't have the first priority. We focus on our jobs. We need our jobs to live. But we've really got to make sure on a regular basis as the sons and daughters of God that we keep our priorities, bringing our priorities back in focus once again. And the greatest of the objectives that we should have while we are here is to fulfill the purpose that God sent us here for. And that is to fulfill a commission. And that commission is to raise a standard of truth, to shine forth in the evening time. And in a place where there's so much darkness, man's tradition, so much damage done by religion, friends, how much we need His grace. How much we need to keep coming to Him to get a fresh anointing, to renew the commission once again so that we can go forth quickened once again, our feet marching in step once again to fulfill the purpose of our calling. Friends, all of the other things we leave behind, all our degrees, they stay on the wall.
when we go. Amen. Ils vont rester là.
All the money that we save in the bank.
Tout l'argent que nous avons épargné.
We leave it for the system of the beast, as one brother also said.
Pour le système de la bête, comme un frère a toujours dit.
All of the great reputation we have.
Toutes les grandes réputations que
nous avons. The people of this world.
Les gens de ce monde.
We could be the mayor of the city like Lot.
Même le gouverneur de la ville.
We could be President Obama today.
Comme le président Obama.
Friend, that means nothing.
Amen. Cela ne signifie
rien. In light of eternity.
Et cela ne signifie
outside
rien.
Outside of the grace of God.
Hors de la grâce de Dieu.
Outside of walking in God's
hors de la marche
purpose for your life.
Avec les
this life is in vain.
Vie,
what people
vain.
Chase after is vain.
Tout ce que les gens sont en train de chasser,
there's only one thing that lasts. And that is the investment that you make in his eternal kingdom.
Pour son royaume éternel.
Now listen what he says in the Church Age book.
Ce qu'il a dit dans les anges de l'église.
You know, he says just a very small paragraph.
Il dit un petit,
on page 133.
Dans 133,
the prophet says, all too little time
et dit, le petit moment
is spent laboring for the eternal rewards of God.
Et cela a été pensé pour la récompense éternelle de Dieu.
He brings across a very good point here.
Il amène un point très important.
Sometimes we get so caught up in the rewards of this life
nous sommes bien utilisés pour les récompenses
that we forget what the Lord Jesus Christ himself told us in Matthew chapter 6 when he said, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust does corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. This is the words of Jesus. But Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And how do we do that? We've got to invest. We've got to invest in things that are eternal. In order to store up an eternal reward. And the prophet says, all too little time. In this complex age that we live. The Satan's Eden. Which is coming to a perfection now. Satan has brought such a system of civilization around us. And we're born into this system. And this entire system works contrary to anything eternal. It wants to get us in the rat race of life. Just waking up busy. Waking up tired in the morning. Rushing helter-skelter. Into the busyness of life. Coming back home and your mind is full. Your mind is spinning.
Votre maison est confit. Votre pensée est
going to bed tired.
Aller au lit fatigué.
Just waiting for another day to dawn.
Un autre jour de se réveiller.
God never
Dieu n'a jamais
made a system like that.
Fait un système
God never wanted a system
Amen.
Like that.
Dieu ne veut pas un système
but
comme
God
ça.
Has put us
mais Dieu nous a mis
as his people
et comme son peuple
to stand for him.
Et pour garder
to show that there will be a people
pour montrer qu'il y aura
that despite all that the devil will do
tout ce que le diable fera,
despite all that he'll offer,
tout ce qu'il va offrir,
no matter how hard the conditions may be, there's a people that God has predestined and has quickened and has equipped and has given them all the resources and everything that they need to not live that kind of a life. We might get caught up in it, friends. Like Samson was caught up. Like whoever. But the genuine child of God, your soul, is never satisfied unless you're laboring for eternal reward. Unless you're storing up treasures in heaven.
Vous êtes en train
like the word says,
trésors au ciel comme
the prophet says, the recompense of God,
le prophète dit que la récompense
the reward of God,
la récompense de Dieu
is too lightly esteemed.
Cela est estimé légèrement.
We don't esteem it.
On estime pas beaucoup
friends, if eternity could be more real to us,
si cela devrait être
if
plus
the
réel
eternal
nous,
kingdom to come
si
could be more real to us,
éternel pouvait être plus réel en
if
nous,
the rewards of
si
that kingdom are more real to us,
de ce royaume peut être plus réel en
it
nous.
Would keep us in a good balance. We need our jobs. We need to spend time in the affairs of this life. But as far as we possibly can, we should be esteeming estimer. That which is so easy to lightly esteem.
Très important, dès qu'il y a légèrement
estimé. The prophet says, if we believe in the reality of the resurrection of the body,
le prophète dit que nous croyons à la réalité,
do you believe you're going to resurrect?
Est-ce que vous croyez
yes, you
que
do.
Vous allez ressusciter?
In a body.
Bien sûr, vous croyez cela dans le corps.
That once this body
une fois que c'est un corps
is translated
est enlevé,
or is laid in the grave,
où cet corps est dans
we
la
have
tombe,
another body.
Et nous avons un autre
and at the resurrection,
et dans la résurrection,
we receive the perfection.
Nous allons recevoir la perfection.
And we come back in perfection.
Et nous allons rentrer dans la
just
perfection.
As conscious as we are.
C'est de la même
even
façon
more
que nous
conscious.
Sommes, même plus conscient
no
que
more
nous sommes.
Dulled because of the natural senses of this body that we
are,
but will be resurrected. He says, if we truly believe in the resurrection, and if we believe in an eternal kingdom of substance, if we believe that we're going to be living for eternity in a real kingdom, in a new heavens and a new earth, beyond the millennium, if those things are real,
si ces choses
and they
sont
are, friends,
ils sont, elles sont, amen, amen.
The prophet says, if we believe
le prophète
that,
dit, nous croyons,
then we ought to be laying up treasure.
Et alors, nous devrions amagasiner des
we ought to be making investments for the future, friends.
Des investissements pour le futur.
We ought to lay up in heaven those good treasures
on devrait mettre ces trésors aussi
that are available to the faithful saints.
Qui seront disponibles pour le fin, les saints.
That's why let's not be weary
et que nous ne puissions pas nous
fatiguer in well-doing.
Amen. En faisant les biens.
Friends, we reap in this life and we reap in the world to come. And our reward goes before us. What a precious thought that it is, friends. Yeah, but what does the devil want to do? He wants to take the disappointments of this life to try to sidetrack us from those things that will never disappoint. These things that will pass away, misunderstandings, the sorrows of this life, things that are transient, things that have a beginning and have an end. Let's not allow those things to so affect us inside of our lives that it keeps us from involving ourselves in things that never had a beginning and never will have an end, which are the eternal things of the kingdom of God. And God in his goodness, because God made man his partner, God used man. He allowed man to fall so that he could reveal who he is. He could reveal redemption. The prophet says God now turns around because he allowed man to fall so that he could reveal himself in redemption. He now takes that same man and says down the line of redemption, I do nothing apart from man. And God had to come as the kinsman redeemer. And now for the plan of redemption to go forth, God has to use man. God has tied himself in a partnership that without us his work cannot go forward. It's so hard for him to achieve his purpose without us. Without us being in his hands. And that's how the prophet says we ought to lay up in heaven those eternal treasures, those good treasures, those things done with the right motive and objective. You know, if you do something in this life and your motive and objective is to be seen, is to be praised by men, Jesus said you've already had your reward. But if you have the right motive and objective, that even if nobody knows what you're doing, even if you never see the full fruits of what you're laboring for, that receives a reward.
Amen.
Because it's done with the right motive. It's done with the right objective. You know, and God has made a law. We were saying once when we were fellowshipping with the brothers, I watched Billy Graham once, an old message. I wanted to see how he preached. When the prophet was speaking of Oral Roberts, Billy Graham, the messengers to Sodom, angels to Sodom. But he preached just a small clip.
Il prêchait juste un petit
clip. And Billy Graham, he said it was very, very good.
He
said this generation,
il dit, cette génération
is looking after feeling good.
Il est en train de chercher à sentir
this
bien.
Generation wants the good feeling.
Et il veut un sentiment bien.
So they're chasing after the feeling.
Ils sont en train de chercher, de chasser
everything they do, I want to feel good.
Tout ce qu'ils font, il veut dire que je vais sentir
bien. And as long as you're chasing after that,
aussi longtemps que vous êtes en train de rechercher cela,
they never feel good.
Ils n'ont jamais.
He says, because God has made an order.
C'est parce que Dieu a fait une ordre.
That if you do the correct thing,
si tu fais la chose correcte,
the byproduct,
le produit dérivé,
you feel good.
Vous allez sentir bien.
You see, the feeling
vous is
a byproduct of doing that which is right. God has made it so, friends. You will never feel more satisfied than when you are in your commission. Jesus sat at the well and his disciples said, Master, we brought you some food. He said, I have food to eat that you know not of. My meat and my drink is to do the work of my Father, the will of my Father, and to finish the work that he sent me to do. Friend, that satisfies the soul. But this generation seeking after the senses to satisfy the lusts of the body, to satisfy the lusts of the eyes. But God has made a law. When you do that which is right, you receive the blessing. That's how it is. And if you're in the line of duty, as we said the other week, friend, you'll never lack much from God. You know, we've seen this picture before. I love that picture. This was Moses.
C'était Moïse.
When he got his commission.
Et quand il a reçu sa commission.
Imagine the presence the man was in.
Dans la présence que l'homme serait.
That commission was real.
Et cette commission était
because réelle. God spoke to him.
Et c'est parce que Dieu lui a parlé.
And that same God
et c'est le même Dieu
that spoke to him from the burning bush
lui a parlé de la, de puissant
to Adam, give him that commission,
pour lui donner cette commission
said, I will be with you.
Et dit, je serai avec toi.
And as long as Moses stayed in his commission,
que Moïse demeurait dans cette
that
commission,
same angel
et le même ange
that was in the bush that gave him his commission,
lui a donné sa commission
would be with him
et sera
and would minister the resources that he needed.
Va servir le résultat,
and it's the same as you and I.
C'est la même chose avec
the same vous. One who commissioned you
la même personne qui vous a
has promised to go in you.
L'a promis d'aller à vous.
And as long as you stay in your commission,
le temps que vous demeurez dans votre commission,
now Satan's going to do everything he can to fight you,
faire tout ce qu'il peut
to move you out of that position.
Pour te faire sortir
but if you want to go back
et si vous voulez retourner
to the way you used to feel
toi, tu es
inside of your soul,
dans votre âme,
as we said, the way back
comme nous avons dit, le chemin de retour,
is the way forward.
Yeah.
You've got to go back.
Vous devez rentrer.
You've got to renew the commission.
Vous devez renouveler votre commission.
Got to come back into the right relationship once again.
Retourner dans la
then you can go forward once again.
Et alors, vous pouvez avancer.
Friends, on a regular basis,
dans une base régulière,
we need to come back to him
nous devons revenir
to
à
get
lui.
Fresh orders,
pour avoir une ordonnance
to get fresh eye salve upon
pour
our eyes,
avoir les corrects
to get a fresh focus,
afin que nous puissions avoir une focalisation
because
correcte.
Every brother will supplant, the Bible said.
Frère va te décevoir.
Every person will let you down.
Chaque personne va te décevoir.
But we have a tendency.
Mais nous avons la tendance.
We look so much at people.
Nous regardons.
And when they let us down,
ils nous ont décidé,
we lose the heavenly vision.
La vision céleste.
Friends, you've got our eyes on the wrong thing.
Amen. Vous avez vos yeux sur
let's
la
keep our eyes on the prize.
Il faut garder nos
keep
yeux
our
sur
eyes
le
on the North Star.
Il faut garder nos yeux sur l'étoile
that even if a thousand fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left.
Et 10 000 dans votre main gauche,
just keep yourself in fellowship
vous gardez toujours
with the one that called you.
Avec celui qui vous a
because appelé. As you walk in that commission,
parce que vous êtes en train de marcher dans cette
he commission, will minister to you
il va te servir
whatever is required
tout ce qui est demandé
for you to fulfill your purpose.
Pour vous d'accomplir votre commission.
Solomon said it in Proverbs.
Solomon a dit dans
he said, the liberal soul shall be made fat. The liberal soul. The
l'âme libre,
a soul that is liberal, that is generous.
Un homme qui est générique,
it will be made fat.
Il sera rendu grand.
And he that watereth shall be watered himself.
Lui qui arrose sera arrosé lui-même.
You see why the blessings dry up?
Vous voyez comment les bénédictions s'arrêtent?
Because it's got to be a flow.
C'est parce que ça doit couler.
As freely as you have received.
Librement que vous avez reçu.
Freely give.
Il faut les donner aussi librement.
When you deliver the seed,
et quand vous donnez la semence,
he ministers seed to the soil.
Lui, il va servir la semence. vraiment,
and
ça
friends, that is such a principle.
Ça,
in
ça, c'est un grand principe.
The prophet says there's many people who have a clean testimony,
et qui a un témoignage clair,
but their hearts are backslidden.
Mais leur cœur sont
not that they have sinned,
et ce n'est pas parce
but they're not giving God glory anymore.
Ils ne donnent plus gloire à
he
à
said
Dieu.
They're not testifying.
Ils ne témoignent
they're
plus.
Not bearing witness.
Ils ne
they're not about the king's business anymore.
Dans les affaires du roi.
And you'll search your life.
Et vous allez sonder votre
and you'll say, my sins are under the blood.
Mes péchés sont sous le sang.
Why is there no more that quickening?
Mais pourquoi il n'y a pas cette
we saw the other week. The Holy Ghost was given.
Le Saint-Esprit a
you shall receive power
vous allez recevoir
when
la puissance
the Holy Ghost is come.
Et quand le Saint-Esprit viendra,
and you will be witnesses.
Vous serez le témoin,
the Holy Ghost is power for service.
Et c'est le pour la puissance pour
why
le
should the Lord pour more power in?
Pourquoi le Seigneur doit verser
or renew the power?
Pour renouveler la
force. When we're not using it for service,
quand vous n'utilisez pas cela pour
we're using it upon our own things that we're trying to do and establish.
Que nous de faire, que nous
but I believe the moment you get back in that divine channel once again, that you walked in the days of your youth, and your heart is set on giving Him the glory, putting His kingdom first, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. You will find you will never lack divine revelation. You'll never lack divine fellowship. You'll never lack divine provision. But the moment we stop giving, we stop receiving. It's an unfailing principle. Jesus said, as freely as you have received, freely give. Just as freely as you have received.
De la même façon que vous avez reçu cela.
We never had to pay anything for the grace that was given.
Rien à payer.
And as freely as we have received,
et
freely give friends.
Que vous avez reçu, librement que vous donnez.
Paul says in Corinthians,
et Paul dit dans
now he that ministers seed to the sower,
c'est lui qui serve la semence pour le semeur,
may he minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown.
Lui qui puisse multiplier ton pain et qui multiplie ta semence.
God ministers seed to the sower.
Dieu donne la semence.
If God blesses you with something,
si te, Dieu te
if God gives you the treasures of revelation,
vous a donné le trésor
a spiritual blessing inside of your soul,
spirituelle dans votre âme,
share it with others.
Il faut partager avec
and
les autres.
See how he renews il that once again.
Vous allez renouveler
give him the glory.
Il faut donner cela la
it's
gloire.
Easy to be like the nine lepers
d'être comme les neuf lépreux
that we forget.
Le neuf lèpre,
but if you testify for his glory,
et si vous témoignez de sa gloire,
friends, God,
Dieu,
he loves
il aime
to bless
pour bénir
when he's been glorified.
Et quand il est glorifié.
And as long as we keep glorifying his name,
nous continuons à glorifier
we'll
son nom,
never lack fellowship with him. We'll
la
never lack blessing in the soul.
On va pas marquer la bénédiction
we may have persecution on the outside.
On peut avoir des persécutions
we have misunderstandings
on
with the world. You may have conflict in heavenly places with the powers of darkness.
Avec le pouvoir
but you'll never lack divine
vous
fellowship inside of your soul.
La communion
you'll never lack revelation.
Vous n'allez pas marquer la
you'll never lack the sweet things
vous n'allez pas marquer les choses douces
of the treasures of heaven
du trésor du ciel
while you walk on this earth.
Pendant que vous êtes en train de
marquer it says it in the book of Psalms.
Il est dit dans les
it calls it days of heaven on earth.
Ça va faire descendre
friends,
les
we need to be heavenly minded
nous devons être, avoir une pensée
if you desire days of heaven
si
on
nous
earth.
Désirons les jours des ciels sur la terre.
The prophet speaks of stars in your crown.
Le prophète parle des étoiles sur
the apostle Paul says to the Philippians,
l'apôtre Paul a dit aux Philippiens,
therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, my joy and my crown.
Ma joie est dans ma couronne.
What is our crown going to be, friends?
Et quelle couronne
when we get there?
Et quand nous serons là.
Are we expecting a physical crown? Et maybe there will be one.
Une couronne physique, peut-être y aura une,
but the real reward, friends,
la vraie récompense,
are the eternal rewards that we're storing
ce
up
sont
now.
Les récompenses
éternelles and we'll go to meet them.
Là-bas.
And it's not long now.
Et ce n'est pas maintenant.
I'll just finish with this thought before we get on to the topic.
Et nous allons entrer dans le sujet.
In a book of Ecclesiastes,
dans les livres d'Ecclésiaste,
it says, cast thy bread upon the waters.
Il dit, il faut jeter ton pain sur, dans les eaux.
And you shall find it after many days.
Et vous allez trouver cela après plusieurs années.
That's investment.
Et ça, c'est l'investissement.
Casting your bread upon the waters, sowing your seed.
Il faut semer ta semence.
The Bible says you'll find it after many days.
La Bible dit que vous allez trouver cela après plusieurs
and the prophet says in Mother's Day,
le prophète dit
he's
dans
speaking
les jours
of
demain,
the resurrection.
Il parle de la résurrection.
He says, when that resurrection strikes,
il dit, quand cette résurrection,
he says, there'll be many there that we didn't even think could be there.
Qu'on n'a même pas pensé qu'il devrait être là.
For you know, it's at that time.
Parce que vous savez qu'à ce temps-là.
The resurrection morning.
Le matin de la résurrection.
That I believe the bread that we have cast.
Que le pain que nous avons jeté.
Upon the human troubled waters.
Dans les eaux troubles de l'homme.
Will return to us on that day.
Va nous retourner à ces jours-là.
When we shall see the effects of our testimony.
Le fait de notre témoignage.
On people that we didn't understand their actions towards it.
Qu'on n'a pas compris nos actions envers.
Sometimes in this life,
deux fois dans cette vie,
you're going to try to bear a record, bear witness,
de porter témoignage,
and you're not going to understand sometimes the reaction of certain people.
Les réactions de certaines personnes,
but you'll be surprised on the resurrection morning
surpris
that you'll see some of those people there.
Que vous allez voir certaines
the prophet says, people we didn't expect to see,
dit que les gens qu'on n'a pas
we'll see them there.
Nous allons le voir
the effects
là-bas.
Of our testimony.
De notre témoignage.
Because it says, cast your bread on the water. It shall return to you after many days. We may not see the reward in this life, friends. We may not see the full fruits of the effects of our witness. But on the resurrection morning, that which was done in secret, friends, it's going to be declared openly before. The prophet says, what a day that will be.
Quel jour sera.
Also the seeds that we sowed.
La semence aussi que nous avons.
Not even thinking what they would do.
Ne pensant même pas ce que la semence va faire.
But here they are.
Mais voici maintenant, ils
people in the resurrection.
Les gens dans la résurrection.
Because of the seed that you
à
sowed.
Cause de la semence que
not even
semence.
Thinking what it would do.
Ne pensant même pas que cela fera quelque chose.
But you meet that fruit there now.
Vous allez rencontrer ce fruit.
You sowed the seed, you reap
vous
the fruit.
La semence et vous allez
in the resurrection.
Le fruit.
He says they brought forth precious fruits.
Ils ont amené de fruits précieux.
That seed brought forth its precious fruit.
Cette semence a amené des fruits.
And we'll see them on that day.
Nous allons le voir à ce jour.
Our wayward loved ones.
Notre façon avec le bien-aimé.
And our relatives.
Ils n'ont pas raté.
Friends, be not weary in well-doing.
Il ne faut pas se fatiguer en faisant le bien.
Don't think it's for nothing.
Il ne faut pas penser que
the Bible says we shall reap.
La Bible dit nous allons récolter.
If we faint not.
Et si on ne se fatigue pas.
But this is a war.
Ça,
there's a brick in one hand and a sword in the other.
Yeah.
While we're building to establish the kingdom, we're fighting with the other hand. It's got to be like that. Because there's a kingdom of darkness. There's a kingdom of eternal death. That's fighting and waging war against the souls of men. And we as the recipients of the light, divine love, pushes us into the battlefront. The prophet says winning souls for Christ. It's a battle for the souls of men. Darkness against light. Life against death. The good thing about it, the one who gave the commission, he goes with you. And he goes in you right to the end of the age. And like Eliezer, he sends his angel before. He persuades the hearts of people. He does the supernatural. He does what we cannot do. So friends, whenever you're busy about the king's business. Don't occupy yourself much with the fruits. Don't worry very much about the things that you can see. Because sometimes you won't see the fruits of what you're doing in the time frame that you expected to see it. Sometimes you'll sow the seed. The seed will pass off from your sight. Pass out of your memory. But there's a blessed promise in the Bible. In the book of Isaiah. Let's read that one. Just to remind you again, friends. Isaiah 55. I said it's a Wednesday. It's good to really get in the Bible a little bit to remind ourselves. Isaiah 55. Let's remember the principles of the word. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Friends, God's purpose, his thoughts, his plan, it's so far beyond what we can imagine. We play our little part. We can play the part that we can see, that we can interact with. And then many times God continues his program. When it's moved beyond the scope of what we can see and we can understand. Because he says in verse 10, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. You may not know why it's being sent. But God's word, if it's God sending his word, it may not be seen by you. It may not be apparent to me. But if God sends forth his word, it's going to achieve its purpose. But the word will pass beyond the boundaries of our domain that we're dealing with many times. You speak to somebody at work. You speak to somebody, your neighbor. You speak to a family member. You speak to somebody on the street. Whatever you can do, you sow that seed. Friends, God's word, it will always prosper. It'll continue. It's alive. It's active. It keeps on working even when we go on to other things. And friends, sometimes it's only going to be the resurrection morning. When we come to the judgment seat of Christ for rewards, that the full extent of this great partnership with God will be clear. When we'll see the fruits, because now we look at our frailty, now we look at our failings, now we look with the limited senses of mortality. But friends, when you sow that seed for God, when you sow in righteousness, God's word, it will always achieve the purpose to which it was sent. It may not manifest the way that you think that it will. Sometimes it may not manifest in the person that you think it will. No, the prophet speaks of a certain man who came to see him. And that man was worrying about salvation. He'd been told so many things that he had to do by different churches to be saved. The Methodist told him you must shout. The Pentecostal said you must speak in tongues. But he was still worried about his salvation. And he came to the prophet and he said, Brother Branham, can you tell me please how I can be saved? And Brahman said, when did this start? And the man says, somebody gave me a tract. And I put it in my pocket. And I forgot about it. And one day, I put my hand in the pocket. And I found the tract. And the tract said, where will you spend eternity? He says, and as soon as I read that, it struck me. And I said, I've got to get right with God. And I went to the Methodist. And they said, shout. You've got it then. Another, then he says, I went to the Pentecostals. I said, pray until you speak in tongues. He said, brother, am I still wondering when will I be saved? And Abraham says, you are already saved. The moment you repented, the moment you realized you needed God, the moment you started seeking God, the moment you turned from that life and turned to Him, that was repentance. Abraham says, the man jumped and said, does that mean I've always been saved since then? He said, yes. But look at that, that person gave him a tract. And maybe completely forgot that there was such a man in this life. And that man took the tract and put it in his pocket and he totally forgot about it. But there was God's word in that tract. And my word will never return to me without achieving the purpose to which it was sent. And in due season, that bread that somebody sowed upon the troubled waters of humanity, it manifests in the fruits of eternal life.
manifestée dans les fruits.
And the man who gave him the tract probably still up to this day doesn't know. But on the resurrection morning, he'll know. Because there will be the fruits of his labor standing before him in perfection. Because of the simplicity of following the leadership of the Lord and giving somebody a gospel tract. Friends, it's a small, all of us can do that. Surely, all of us can do something for the glory of God. You know, I'll just speak about this man here. The man on George Street. It's a very interesting true testimony. You know, I just found this. I was searching for something and I found it on YouTube. It's a very interesting little clip. And it's a true story. And I'll just read a little bit of it. This is the man he was like giving it as a testimony. And he says, this started a few years ago in a Baptist church in Bournemouth, England. So this story starts in Bournemouth. And here's the church. Just to show you that it's a real story. This was in Bournemouth. And the Sunday service was closing. And a man stood up. This is the man that stood up. His name is Peter Culver. And he raised his hand in the back. And he said to the pastor, whose name was Francis Dixon. There's the pastor. And he said, can I share a testimony? And the pastor looked at his watch because he knew about testimony. And he said, you've got 3 minutes. And the man started with his story. He said, I've just moved to this town. He said, I used to live in Sydney in Australia. Now that's the other side of the world, yeah? Just a few months back, I was visiting relatives. And I was in Sydney. And I was walking down George Street. And a strange little white-haired man stepped out of a shop doorway, put a pamphlet in my hand, a tract, and said, excuse me, sir. Are you saved? If you die tonight, are you going to heaven? That's all the man said. And he gave him a tract. He said, this man here, Peter Culver, said, I was astounded by these words. No one had ever asked me that before. If you die tonight, will you go to heaven? He says, I thanked him courteously. And all the way home to London, he now flew back from Australia to London. This puzzled me. And when I got to London, I called a friend. And I thank God he was a Christian. And he led me to Christ. Now this Baptist pastor, he then flew to Australia. And he flew to Adelaide. The next week. And a woman came to him for some counseling. And he wanted to know where she stood with Christ. So this woman said, I used to live in Sydney until a couple of months back. I was doing some shopping down George Street. And a strange little white-headed man stepped out of a shop doorway, offered me a pamphlet, and said, excuse me, madam, are you saved? If you die tonight, are you going to heaven? And I was disturbed by these words. And when I got home to Adelaide, I knew a Baptist church one block from me. I knew a Baptist church just down. So I went to the pastor. And he led me to Christ. So I'm telling you that I'm a Christian. So this London pastor was very puzzled. Twice in 2 weeks, Once in England and once in Australia.
He
heard the same testimony about this man from George Street. So he then flew this pastor to Perth to preach at a convention. And when the series was over, the senior elder of the church took him out for a meal. And he asked the elder, "How did you get saved?" He says, the elder said, "I grew up in a church from the age of 15, but I never made a commitment to Christ. I just jumped on the bandwagon like everybody else. But because of my business ability, I grew up in a place of influence." He had an office in the church, but he wasn't saved. He says, "And I was on a business trip to Sydney 3 years ago. And a little man stepped out of a shop doorway, offered me a religious pamphlet, and said, 'Excuse me, sir, are you saved? If you die tonight, will you go to heaven?' I tried to tell him I'm a Baptist elder, but he wouldn't listen to me. I was seething with anger. All the way home from Perth to Sydney, I told my pastor, thinking he would sympathize. But he agreed with the man." The pastor knew this boy is not saved. He had been disturbed for years knowing I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And he was right. And my pastor led me to Jesus. See, so this pastor's now in another city and he's met a man through the witness of this man, the little man on George Street. Now listen where he goes next. He's leaving Australia. He flies back home to Britain. The following week, he flew. Sorry, the preacher flew home. And he speaks in a convention in the Lake District in England. And he threw in those three testimonies. And at the closing of the series, four elderly pastors came up and explained that they too had been saved between 25 and 30 years before through that same little man on George Street, offering them a pamphlet and asking them the same question. Hey, four pastors. The following week, that's the Lake District, he flies to Jamaica to a convention, to missionaries. And he shared the same testimonies. At the close of his teaching, three missionaries came forward and said they'd also been saved between 15 and 25 years before by the same little man's testimony and the same question on George Street in Sydney. That's missionaries now in Jamaica. Next, he stopped in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, you may think this is not true. On YouTube, they have the testimony of this man's daughter. She's still alive. And she says exactly it's the truth. Next, he stopped in Atlanta, Georgia, to speak at a naval chaplain convention for chaplains for the Navy. For 3 days, he spoke to over 1,000 Navy chaplains. Afterwards, the chaplain general, whose name was Noel, took him out for a meal. And he asked that chaplain how he became a Christian. The man said, "It was miraculous. I was working on a Navy battleship." Now this is an American man. "I lived a reprobate life. We were doing exercises in the South Pacific. And we docked in Sydney Harbour for replenishments. We hit King's Cross, the entertainment center. with a vengeance. I was blind drunk. I got on the wrong bus. And I got off on George Street. And as I got off the bus, I thought I saw a ghost. Because a man jumped out in front of me. Pushed a pamphlet in my hand and said, Seder, are you saved? If you die tonight, are you going to heaven? The fear of God hit me immediately. I was shocked sober. Went back to the ship. And I sought out the chaplain. And he led me to Christ. And I soon began to prepare for the ministry. Now I'm in charge of 1,000 chaplains who are bent on winning souls today.
Friends.
6 months later, that London pastor flew to a conference for 5,000 Indian missionaries. Missionaries. In a remote part of northeast India. At the end, the head missionary took him to his home for a simple meal. And he asked this Hindu man how he had come to Christ. He says, I grew up in a very privileged position. I worked in the Indian diplomatic mission. I traveled the world. I'm embarrassed about the things that I did. One part of my diplomatic service took me to Sydney. And I was doing some last minute shopping, laden with toys and clothes for my children. And I was walking down George Street. And a courteous, white-haired little man stepped out in front of me and offered me a pamphlet and said, excuse me, sir, are you saved? If you die tonight, are you going to heaven? I thanked him very much. But this disturbed me. So I got back to my town, went to my Hindu priest. He couldn't help me. But he advised me to satisfy my curious mind. I should go and talk to the missionary in our town. And I did. And the missionary led me to Christ. And I quit Hinduism. I began to prepare for the ministry. And here I am today, by God's grace, in charge of all of these missionaries who all together have led more than 100,000 people to Christ. That's in India. 8 months later, this London pastor went back to preach in Sydney. And he asked the local Baptist minister if he knew of an elderly white-haired man who handed out tracts on George Street. And he said, yes, I do. His name is Mr. Jenner. And there he is. And I don't think he does it anymore because he's so frail and elderly. So 2 nights later, they went to meet him in his apartment. They knocked on the door. And this tiny, frail old man greeted them. He sat them down, made them tea, but was shaking so much, the tea slopped into the saucer. And the preacher from London started to tell him of all the accounts that he had heard of him over the last 3 years. And the little man sat with tears running down his cheeks. And he told them his story. He says, I used to work on an Australian warship. I lived a reprobate life. And one day in a crisis, I really came to the end. And one of my colleagues, to whom I used to give hell, was there to help me. He led me to Jesus. And the change in my life was night to day within 24 hours. I was so grateful to God that I promised Him I would share Jesus in a simple witness to at least 10 people a day. And as God gave me strength, I did that. Sometimes I was ill and I couldn't do it. But I made up for it on the days when I didn't miss. I've done this for over 40 years. Now listen, friends. He says, in my retirement years, the best place was Georgia Street. I saw hundreds of people a day. I got lots of rejections. But a lot of people courteously took my tract. Now listen to what he says. He says, but you know, in 40 years of ministry, of doing this, I never heard of one person coming to Jesus. He never heard of one.
Amen. Il n'a jamais entendu aucune personne.
Not one.
Même celle pas une seule
personne. Friends, 40 years the man labored for Christ. Never seen one person come there and then. But there were people all over the world. The influence of this man was throughout the world. Friends, cast your bread upon the water. It'll return to you someday. My word. It'll achieve the purpose to which I send it. You may not send it, see it. You may not understand it. You may not see the fruits in this life. Friends, he never saw once. Listen. You know, I would say that he had to be a committed man. To show gratitude and love to Jesus for 40 years. And not hear of any results. That simple little Baptist man. When they worked out now how many people. 147,000 people.
147,000
people. But he never saw the fruits from one. But he would tell the people. Sometimes he would take them home if you listen to his testimony. Give them a meal. Refer them to a church. I think that what God was showing that pastor from London, when he showed him the fruits, was but the tip of the iceberg of what God had achieved through this man. Goodness knows how many more have come to Christ and are doing jobs out there in the mission fields. Mr. Jenner died 2 weeks later.
Il est mort deux semaines après.
Can you imagine the reward that he had when he got up there?
Imaginer la récompense qu'il a.
I doubt his face would have appeared on Charisma magazine.
Je doute que sa face pouvait apparaître dans le magazine.
I doubt there ever would have been a photograph and write-up in Billy Graham's Decision magazine about Mr. Jenner. No one except a little group of Baptists in Sydney knew about Mr. Jenner. But I tell you, his name is famous in heaven.
Amen.
He had eternal reward, friends.
Il a la récompense éternelle.
Heaven knew Mr. Jenner.
Le ciel connaissant Mr. Jenner.
And you can imagine the welcome.
Vous imaginez le bienvenu.
And the red carpet.
Et le tapis rouge.
And the fanfare that he received.
Et ce qu'il va recevoir comme récompense.
When he went home to his reward.
Et quand il va aller au ciel pour sa récompense.
And friends, when they worked out,
quand ils ont
they said the last count. They believe from the people that were converted by that man's ministry on George Street. And those people were converted and have gone out on the mission fields. And people have been converted from there. They believe it's more than 147,000 people. Friends, one man. Not a gifted man. He didn't have the message of the hour. We have far greater resources. We have a far greater message. But just one man who wanted to do something for the Lord who had saved him. One man who was persistent. One man who wasn't weary in well-doing. One man who bore witness for Christ. And up to today, around the world, spiritual results are taking place because of this little man who used to witness on George Street. Friends, that encouraged me a lot. That encouraged me a lot. That showed me the principle of the kingdom of God. We're not working for immediate results. It's wonderful when they come. Just this last weekend, we were speaking with the young man that Brother Kingsley testified to. That Ronan, Brother Ronan. And the man accepted Christ. And he wants to be baptized. Friends, sometimes it's like that. But many times it's not like that. Many times you get out there and you witness to people. And they pass out of your life. And you've sown as much seed as you can sow. Friends, his word will never return to him without achieving the purpose to which it was sent. Let's think about the Ethiopian eunuch, remember? Philip was led by the Spirit. Left the big revival out to the road towards Gaza. The Spirit leads him to speak to a certain man. Draws near the chariot. Preaches Christ to the man. Baptizes the man. Man goes down to Ethiopia. Philip doesn't know anything further. He's out of Philip's life. But the prophet says, but Philip's obedience with that man, that man took the gospel down to Ethiopia. That's how the gospel got to Ethiopia. Friends, that's the way that it is. Laboring for eternal reward. Sometimes we see the fruits now. Sometimes we see disappointments now. But it's a law. Do not be weary in well-doing. We shall reap. If we don't faint, let's not be weary in well-doing, friends. That's the way that it works in the kingdom of God. You might say, but what can I do? I'll take this thought to finish. When Moses came to the burning bush, what was it at the burning bush? If I can just go back. There we are. You know, when the Lord came and commissioned Moses, and he said, Moses, I've come down. I've heard the cries of my people. Go therefore. Moses said, what can I go? And the Lord said, what is that in your hand? And he said, it's a stick. You see, Moses had the stick. All the time he was backslidden. He had the stick. That stick was predestined for great things. When it was just in the hands of Moses, and Moses wasn't in his commission, it was just a stick. But when Moses came in the presence of the Shekinah, friends, when Moses got a commission from the pillar of fire, that stick, when he took it from just being a stick in his hand, and he gave it into the hands of Jehovah, and he used it in the line of his commission, that stick became a judgment rod. That stick brought deliverance to 2 million men, plus women and children. It's not the big things, friends. It's not looking and saying, but I need to get this and I need to get that first. No. When God calls you, what have you got in your hand? What's close at hand? What can you do for him? Have you got a telephone? Have you got a neighbor?
Est-ce que vous avez un voisin?
Can you print something off a computer?
Est-ce que tu peux imprimer
whatever you've got. Have you got a voice to sing?
Est-ce que vous avez la
voix? Have you got hands that can play a guitar?
Est-ce que vous avez les mains qui peuvent jouer la guitare?
Have you got a gift to preach?
Est-ce que vous avez les dons de
whatever you've got.
Tout ce que vous avez,
whatever you have in your hand.
Tout ce que vous avez là,
when he commissions you.
Et quand il vous a
use what you've got.
Il faut utiliser ce
look
que vous
around
avez.
At what you've got.
Il faut regarder ce que vous avez.
And give it into his hands.
Il faut donner cela à la
tête. And he'll use it for his glory. The prophet says in the message, what is that in thy hand? He says, God could have used anything. God could have used a bush. But Moses had something in his hand. A stick. So God said, throw it on the ground. He threw it down. It turned into a serpent. Pick it up again. Turn back to a rod again. God was showing Moses that he could take the natural and change it into supernatural. Friends, if you prayed up, you can take a booklet from the message, which is natural ink and paper, and God can take the natural and he can turn it into supernatural in the life of a person. You can take a tract which was naturally printed on natural paper, but you put it in the hands of God and in the presence of the Shekinah, God will take the natural and turn it into something supernatural. What have you got in your hand? Brother George can take his guitar. Brother Mike can take his musical talent. Whatever talents, Brother Eli. All of us have got something that we can do. What is in our hands, friends? That's how we store up eternal rewards. We don't have to look far in these things. Because when he calls you, there's going to be something that you can use. In the message, it is I, be not afraid. The prophet says when Jesus told them to feed the 5,000, he said, but we don't have any bread. And he said, what have you got? A little boy has got a few loaves and fishes. The prophet says, but now notice. In order to do something, Jesus had to take something to do something with. Let's be the something that he takes to do something with. And let's take the something that we've got and put it into his hands. And he'll take that something to do something with. That's the way that he works, friends. But he needs us to give him something. Give him consecration. Give him time. Give him some sort of a sacrifice. Give him some sort of a desire. But let's do something for him. Jesus has to take something to do something with. He says now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that. He's moving in his church. Friends, we believe that. Then the prophet says, but church, do you know what's the matter with it? Here's what it is. We're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. It says, you receive the Holy Spirit. In our age, it's, I receive the message. That's what people say. I received the Holy Ghost when I was young, in prayer, whatever experience you got. Well, that's as far as I'll go. He says, well, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're just ready to go to work then. That's not the finishing point. That's the starting point, friends. You're just a candidate to work for God then. Then go to yielding your members to him. See what he'll have you to do. He might have you to preach or to sing or to testify or to pass out tracts or to talk to people or to bring someone to church. There's all kinds of gifts and helps in the body of Christ. Some are called for one thing and some are called for another.
une chose et l'autre pour.
But no matter what you got, no matter how little it is, you say, Brother Branham,
vous dites, Frère Branham,
the only thing I can do, maybe
faire,
I can talk to some people.
Je peux parler à quelqu'un.
That might not be very much to you.
Cela peut ne pas être
but you put it in the hands of Jesus
si vous mettez cela à
and
bien,
see what he will do with it.
Voir ce que lui
like the little fishes in the boy's hand.
Comme le petit point, le
so
petit poisson,
it will be with you. Put what you have
il faut ce que vous avez
in his hands.
À ses mains.
And friends, that's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful yeah. thing to do.
C'est une chose merveilleuse.
That's an eternal investment that you're making. Don't be discouraged about the things of the past. You might have said, but I tried before, but I never saw any results. Since when did the Bible say we must stop because we don't see results? Friends, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. When the prophet went beyond the curtain of time, there came all those millions of people. And he said, are these Branhams? He said, no, they're your converts. And the people said, if you hadn't have gone, we wouldn't be here. And then the Lord said, the angel said, do you see that lady there rejoicing, that young lady? You know why she's rejoicing so much? Because she was past 90 years old when you led her to Christ. Probably didn't even know her. But he met his reward. A huge portion of heaven awaited him, friends. Plus the rewards, the other rewards that shall be given. What a precious thing that it is, friends, to do something for his glory. Let's not labor just for the perishable things, the temporary things. Yes, we have to give attention to those things. But friends, let the most precious time, let the tithing of our time be given to him. Remember in Malachi when the Lord said, he says, you people are coming with your sacrifice. But you find in the sacrifices the lambs that have got blemishes, that are blind in one eye. And you're bringing them to me. Then to the governor of the land to pay your taxes. You're giving him the good ones. The Lord says, am I not a great king? Will my name not be feared among the heathen? He says, no. Bring the best things. Friends, give the best time of your day to him. When you wake up in the morning, before the hustle and bustle of life, before the confusion of this world sets in, give him glory. Call on his name. When your mind is fresh, when your heart is tender, before the seeds have been sown, the confusion of the day, while there's still virgin soil, get in his word. Listen to the message of the hour. Whichever way God leads you. Or you mothers, maybe it'll be late at night. When the children are at bed. And the house is quiet. Slip out and pray. Get yourself in his word. Do something for his glory. And friends, let's take what we are. The frailty of what we are. Let's take the simplicity of what we have. And let's put it in his hands once again. And let's say, Master, all we have is at your command. All we have is yours. Because all you had is ours. And whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, let's be about his business. And let's not forget the principle. When Brother Biscoll was with the prophet, and they'd been speaking good things, and they came around the bend, and Brother Biscoll, he needed a caribou, a moose to take to feed the Indians that he was a missionary to. And he said the right thing to the prophet. And the angel of the Lord came down in the car. And they drove around the corner. A big caribou walked into the road. And Brother Biscoll said, stop, Brother Branham, I'll shoot it. Stop, Brother Branham. Brother Branham says, don't worry, Brother Eddie, you'll get it. They drove to within 200 feet. Stop, Brother Branham, stop, Brother Branham, I'll shoot it. Don't worry, Brother Eddie, you'll get it. And that caribou stood in the middle of the road and looked at them. They got to about 40 meters, 75 feet, 30 something meters. Branham stopped. Brother Bissell shot the moose. He was worried it would die on the road. Someone would come and steal it because they were only going to be able to come the next day to get it. He shot it, walked across the road, across the ditch, went behind some trees that had fallen, died there. And Brother Bissell says the prophecy, Brother Eddie, every time he comes, something good happens. And friends, let that be our testimony. Let him come once again in our lives. And let something good happen. Let's take that virtue. Let's take that unction. Let's take that grace that he gives to us. Let's take the revelation that he brings to us. Let's take the spiritual strength and the physical health that he gives to us. And let it flow through. And let something good happen. And I believe, friends, if you'll make yourself available and say, oh Lord, if tomorrow I could just find one person to tell about Jesus, he who ministers seed to the sower, see how he starts to open up the doors. See how he starts to open up the doors. Whatever you've got in your hand, it's a car maybe, use it for his glory. You've got a Bible, use it for his glory. Whatever you've got, in this season of life, before time fades into eternity, friends, because in the grave, when your body is in the grave, there's no more chance of storing up treasure in heaven. So while it is yet today, like Jesus said, let's work. Because night is coming when no man can work. Let's be about the Father's business. Let's give him the glory. Saints, let's stand. We just ask Brother George to come. Let's sing that song. This a huge portion of heaven will await you. Friends, to get to heaven is reward enough. To be with him in his kingdom, it's more than enough. But he's promised eternal rewards. A huge portion of heaven is waiting for them that will walk in the narrow way of their commission for his glory.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven who is waiting for you. Because of what you decided, oh, that was a prophecy.
Was a prophecy
the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will prove.
That is what will produce
the great victory in this love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
Oh, I will that there's many trials.
Ooh, this path has many trials and many battles against the enemy.
But His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh, to
hope in this path.
Hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
Song, I bless your name. I bless your name, friends. Whatever the circumstances you're in, just bless His name. Redemption will come down. Like to Paul and Silas. And the redemption will overflow to the Philippian jailer and his household. What a testimony. Let's put blinkers on ourselves so that we don't look at that which is natural. That we keep our eyes on Him. That we look away to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And be faithful in service to Him. Let's sing that song. Let's then come to a short time of prayer afterwards. Put ourselves before the Lord. And say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, quicken me afresh. Visit my soul. Open a door. Guide me, Lord. Let something eternal come forth. I believe He'll reward you for that.
In prisoner's chains, with beating stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their bed began to sing, the chains were loose, oh, the chains were loose, and they were free. I bless your name, I bless
your name,
hallelujah, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise,
I give you praise,
you are.
I bless your name,
I bless your name,
I bless your name.
Some midnight hour, oh, if you should find you in a prison, in your mind,
overflow in Jesus' name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I bless your
name. I bless your name.
Oh, I give you honor. I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are.
So if you find
that in your life,
in your lonely life,
you're in the midst of times so hard,
oh,
reach out my faith.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh, I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are the light.
You are the light.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
Just before you ask Brother George, maybe you could pray for us before he goes. Just one announcement for the weekend, saints. You know, we just wanted to have two services on Sunday. But by the grace of God, Sunday afternoon service, we want to try to record something. To have like a real gospel message. Maybe just 45 minutes. We've been going out on the streets quite a lot. We've given a lot of tracks to people, spoken to people. And we always put our website on those tracks. So I thought it might be a good thing on our homepage. Even as we're arranging with Brother Jose to put those messages we did on the Mark of the Beast. If you could have a real gospel message of salvation. So if you give somebody a tract and they lost, and they come onto our website, it'll have something straight there to show people how to be saved, to show people how to find Christ. So maybe just a short message Sunday afternoon, record it. We just aim it at the people that are lost. So I really would ask you, please be in prayer about that. It's a little thing. But it's something we have in our hand. So let's pray and put it into His hand. And He can take the natural things that we do, and He can turn it into something supernatural. And friends, we may get beyond the curtain of time. Who knows? You meet somebody there in the resurrection morning, and they'll say, I saw your website, and I found the way of salvation. Though I was living in some far off land. Friends, who knows? But we just do what we can do. So I really would ask you, be in prayer about that. So Friday, no service. Sunday afternoon, we'll have something just to record. And if the Lord could really grant His quickening, His grace, His anointing, His inspiration, that He might send forth His word, it'll never return to Him. without achieving the purpose to which it was sent. And may the Lord bless each of you. We just ask Brother George to close for us in prayer, and God bless you.
Father, most gracious Lord,
yes,
Savior Lord, how we are grateful.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for Lord, we can say in this day, this is our open vision, Father.
Amen.
Lord, this is your vision for Dublin.
Yes,
Lord, this is your desire, Father, for this land.
Amen.
Father, Lord, God, even as Lord, our brothers pointed out that the prophet showed us, Lord, that Father, outside of man, Father, there's no one you can use, Lord. Father,
Amen.
You've chosen man to be your agent, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you are identified in man, Lord.
Yes,
and Lord, we are glad and we are privileged, Lord. What a blessed, what an honor, Lord. Father, that you identify with us in this day, Father.
Amen.
Oh God, how we grateful. Father, though the world out there would be celebrating the victories of man, Obama, and the various things, but Father, we celebrate the death and life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Who's risen amidst our hearts and has
Amen.
Desired, Father, that even upon this night, you would, Lord, Father, send, Father, a people out, Lord, Father, to these streets of Dublin.
Amen.
Lord, when we think back to our first days when we came, when we'd meet in houses, Father, Lord, we hadn't even a place, Father, to meet. Lord God, we hadn't even our church like we have today.
Amen.
But Lord, why have we got these things, Lord?
Yes,
why
Lord.
Have we all met, Father? Oh God, we believe, Lord, it's just to spread your word, Father.
Amen.
Lord, to go out there and tell people of your gospel, of your precious, Lord, Father, deliverance.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, help us when we'd go out there. Lord, we'd not go out, Lord, with an intention to bring people immediately back. But Lord, Father, that we'd, Father, cast our bread upon the waters.
Oh, Lord.
And Lord, maybe someday in due season, some, Father, person elsewhere would reap, Lord God. Father, Lord, how we would desire, Lord, Father, to have that faith and that confidence as this
yes,
man
Lord.
Had.
Yes,
Lord, Father, precious beloved Savior, that, Father, if we do your work, Lord, you would make sure that it's completed, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Lord, and help us, O God. For, Father, it would be an encouragement unto us as well.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, God, mighty Savior, in due season, Lord, to see the fruits of these works,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Father, just to have faith and trust in thee, O God.
Amen.
Lord, you've never let us down. You've never failed us, Lord. Father, when we've responded to your word, you've always, Lord, Father, provided for us,
yes,
O God.
Lord.
And even as you already have, Lord, Father, with the life of Ronan, Lord,
Amen.
We see, Father, his keen interest, Lord, even in these things, O
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, help us not to tire, but help us, Lord, to continue on, Lord, laboring, O God.
Amen.
For Father, Lord, God, even as the song says, we'll work till Jesus comes.
Amen.
Lord, we desire, Lord God, that even as we've gathered in this land, Lord, Father, we've gathered in your name.
Yes,
we've
Lord.
Gathered for a purpose, O God. Help us, Lord, that we unite even as one, Lord, with this vision that, Lord, Father, you would give unto us at this time,
Amen.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help every brother, every sister, that we'd play our part, Lord. And even as sisters, O God, maybe they can't go out there, Lord. But, Lord, even in the shops, Lord, whilst they are shopping, O God,
Amen.
If they would keep those tracks, Lord, even in their purses or wallets, Lord.
Amen.
And, Lord, Father, always be careful, Father, to give them out, Lord. Father, Lord, and Lord, Savior, spread your word, Lord God.
Amen.
For Father, if we all, Father, precious, beloved Savior, Father, tend to this, Lord, Savior, vineyard, Lord. Father, Lord, God, we are due to reap in due season, Lord, Savior.
Amen. Yes,
Help
Lord.
Us, O God. Just encourage us, Lord, Father, even in these things, O God. For Lord, we'd rather be occupied in the righteous and holy things, O God, than
Amen.
Be caught up, Lord, Father, in the cares of this life. The footballs, the rugbys, Lord, whatever, Lord, it would be, Lord,
Amen.
We only desire to identify with thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We only desire,
yes,
Lord, Lord God, to be caught up, Lord, even in those things that matter, O God.
Amen.
For Father, O God, precious beloved Savior, Father, these games of this life, like our brother mentioned, would play out. Our jobs would play out.
Yes.
Our finances would play out, O God. But those things that we do for thee would never, Lord, play out, Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Last throughout eternity, Lord.
Amen.
The words that we do, that the works that we do for thee, Father, Lord, when those voices are brought back, Lord, and we are brought, Father, precious beloved Savior, to give an account for
Amen.
Those things that we've done.
Yes,
Father, we would desire that these things would outshine our bad things, O God.
Yes.
Bless us now, even as we part. Bless, Lord, Savior, the brethren, Lord. Bless from the pastor, Lord, to the children, Lord. Bless, Lord, Father, our assistant pastor as well. Lord, Father, help us, Lord, that
yes.
we'd all, Father, stand, Lord, Father, as pillars in your tabernacle, Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Supporting
yes, Lord.
This work, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
For, Lord, when you have a desire, you need a people, Father, to respond to this desire, Lord, Savior, God.
Yes,
How
Lord.
Can you do this work, Lord, without a people, Lord, Savior, God? And we would desire, Father, to be so elevated, Lord, in our own, Lord, Father, quiet times and Lord Father, in our closets, Lord, yes, that Lord, when you'd speak like this, Lord, Savior God, Lord, we would say, Father, here am I, send me, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Bless us now as we part. Keep us, Lord Savior, even upon our journey as well, my wife and I, Lord God.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord Savior God, that we take this gospel, Father. Oh God, to remember to spread this good news wherever we are, Lord Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, not to worry, Lord Savior, Father, of the complications, what they'd say, as long as we speak your word, Lord Savior, God.
Amen.
You'd
Amen.
Back up your own word, Lord Savior,
Amen.
God. Help us, precious beloved Savior. Bless the church, Lord. All the wishes and desires, the services upon this weekend, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Lord, the times that they would go out there, Lord, Savior God. Help it, Father, that it would become part and parcel of our lives, Lord, Savior
Amen.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us now as we part. Provide for all the needs that, Lord, Savior, would be amidst us. The expecting sisters, Lord, Father, Sister Rosa, give
Amen.
Grace, give mercy,
yes,
give strength, Lord. Oh God.
Amen.
Father, though, Lord, Father, Lord, Jehovah, Eve, Lord, fell, Lord, Savior, from that position, Lord, Father, Lord, and she got that curse of, Lord, laboring, Lord, Savior, for life, Lord Savior. But we believe, Lord, Father, you, Lord, lighten the burden, Lord Savior, to the
yes,
believers, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord, yes,
bless, Lord Savior, Father, even Sister Shecky, Lord, you
Amen.
Know where and what stage she's at, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for safe delivery, Lord Savior God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Bring us, Lord Savior. Lord, Father, healthy babies we ask for, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Us and provide for us, oh God, where we have need, Lord. Father, if it's jobs, occupation, Lord, provide for your children, Lord Savior God. Father, you know, Lord, Father, for many brothers, we've been praying for long, Lord Savior.
Amen.
But we believe, Lord Savior. Father, Lord God, we are due to reap in due season, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
As long as we keep believing, Lord Savior God. Give strength, Lord, to them that need strength, Lord. Father, give, Lord Savior, Father, wisdom to them that need wisdom, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
And help us that we never tire, Lord Savior, in well-doing, Lord Savior. Father, we ask now for your grace. Bless the pastor that these, Lord Savior, desires that he has, Lord. May he see them, Father, being made manifest, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, just in us going out there, Lord Savior, and being about your business, Lord Savior
Amen.
God. Give us now your grace. Give us now your mercy. Even our brothers visited us tonight, Brother Alfred as well. And
Amen.
Our brother, Lord, from Manchester, Lord, we pray your mercy upon his life, Lord.
Amen.
Prosper his ways, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
Maybe, Lord, Father, he'd play that part, Lord, with us, oh God,
Amen.
As we all seek our George Street, Lord, a
Amen.
Place where we'd constantly go, Lord, Father,
yes,
spreading
Lord.
The good news, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us now as we part and bring us back again to thine house. And when we meet, Lord, let us glorify thee in all things. We ask now your grace in Jesus' holy name. Pray with us, O God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless us.
There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find
there is none like
you. Oh, there is none like you, my Lord.
There is none like you.
Oh, Jesus, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
There is none like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord.
There is none like you.
There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find